1550 KBMW.
Hey, good morning, you. It's 947. We're at 71 degrees right now. Thursday talk around continues as promised. I said this morning, it's the busiest guy on earth this week. Corey Unruh from Little Unnie's Fireworks. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
You had any sleep, like in the past 2 weeks?
No, not much. I got about three good hours of sleep last night.
I ask you that every year. Every year you come in here and talk with me. Hey, Little Unnie's up and running. And tell us about coupons. People can go online and get coupons, right?
Yeah, there's a coupon on the littleunnies.com site. And then also I have coupons in the Econo Foods. So when you get your receipt at Econo Foods, there's like a $10 off a $50 purchase.
Okay.
So yeah, I got coupons two different ways that way. And then I always run daily specials and throw in a little extra goodies for people that buy fireworks.
Right. And you've got more fireworks this year than probably you've ever had.
Well, in the past, I started with X amount of fireworks, where this year, through a wholesaler I partnered up with, I have an endless supply, so the stand's going to be full from day one to nine.
I love that. So you have people come in on the 5th of July. You're still going to have stuff in there.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay. And because I know a lot of people hold off, and it's like, no, I got to stock up for next year. It's like, well, good idea.
Yep.
So good stuff.
So it's gonna be nice to have a full stock, because when you start running out of product, that's when the sales go down.
We talked about this yesterday. You kind of cut out the middleman to save us a whole lot of money. Tell us about that.
Well, in the past, I bought from like 9 different vendors. Now we import 90% of our merchandise right from China.
Okay.
And so it's about a 25% savings from the wholesale that I used to buy till now.
Sure.
So that helps. That gives you a little more wiggle room.
Definitely
nice that way, especially with like the bigger items, you know, like the 500 gram cakes that come one, two, three, or four in a case. That's in the sort big assortment packs. That's the things you see the shipping hits you hard on, is just such a big box in that
right.
can. You know, compared to like a case of Roman candles or smoke balls, are small. You know, it just makes a big difference right there. The bigger the case, the more it costs to ship.
Let's talk about the packages. I would imagine you got some nice packages out there that people like, a family pack.
Oh yeah, I got family packs all the way from like $350 down to $5 for the little kids, and I just got more in today, so that's even a better deal. Now I got these a bunch of five to $7 assortments too.
Right. How was your day yesterday? Good traffic out there?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah,
good. I'm glad to hear that.
It's like you put a few miles on when you're running around the tent all day. It's like from 8 in the morning until 11 o'clock at night.
Well, that's another thing we talked about too. When people go in, you know, it's not like they're if you need help trying to decide on something, you got people out there going to help them out.
Yeah, I always make sure I have a little extra employees that are knowledgeable at fireworks. That way, people come in and you can kind of pick them off the show.
Mm-hmm.
Some places get so busy that it's just like it's a free for all. Whatever,
right.
Whatever you pick is a mystery. I mean, chances are they might luck out and have a great show, but chances are they might not if they pick up the wrong things.
Absolutely. So I've been dying to ask you that. I thought of this overnight last night, or when I got up this morning. I thought, I got to ask Corey this. If you could have just one firework, Corey Unruh, and they said, okay, you can only have just one, what would you pick? What's your favorite?
My favorite firework, I like girandolas. A girandola is a 15-inch diameter, like it looks like a frisbee, and it's got like 7 rocket engines on it, and it sits on a spindle in the middle. It's like a merry-go-round almost too. Mm-hmm. So it spins around, super loud squeal, goes about 300 feet high in the air, and then it has a huge color explosion of like a brocade crown, a big gold break, and sometimes they have 2 or 3 breaks on them. They're a very neat item. They're kind of expensive, but they're a very neat item, though. That's my favorite firework there. And just flying things like helicopters that fly up in the air. So even though, like, the little basic sunflowers we remember when we were kids.
Yeah.
I got those like for $5 a pack for 6 of them. And those things, 3 rings of color, and those don't explode, but they're a great item, you know, for a person even in, well, maybe a different state.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make a lot of noise, you know. And they're beautiful at night, you know, the 3 rings of color. just stuff that takes off and spins. It's just there's a lot into it to make it work. It's just to me they're interesting. Some people don't like them, but that's my favorite firework, I guess. Those two types, the spinners that go up in the air.
Okay, and boy, when I think back to when I was a kid to what it is now, so much has changed. Yep. I mean, the show that you can put on now is incredible.
Oh, definitely. Know? So I even shoot shows off in the off seasons for weddings and even small communities, and the product that you can buy nowadays in the fireworks stands, you can put a nice show on for a couple hundred people easily, even more than that. I mean,
right.
And then with the consumer fireworks, I think so like an 1¾-inch shell, you're supposed to be about 150 feet away from it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have a safe show with the consumer fire, like where the bigger fireworks are right down in the park, you got to be several hundred feet away.
Yeah.
They say even like an eight inch shell, you have to be like 800 feet away.
Right.
So that's why we always try to clear the park out mm-hmm. as much as we can. It's always a challenge every year getting everybody out of there on the same page, But it's the consumer fireworks have come a long ways. I mean, for that. The park fireworks are great too. I love going to that. I love doing that every year. I've done that for 20 years. 22 years actually. I've shot the park show off.
Wow. How long does it take you to put that together, Corey?
Now, the ordering, I probably spend about maybe two or three days on the ordering,
mm-hmm.
so I know the product, and then just setting it up, you got to pound all the stakes in the ground for the racks for the shells, and drill holes for the bigger ones. Takes a full day to set all those racks up and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We usually have like a cube van, like a big rider cube van,
yeah,
completely filled with racks stacked in there. And they get all dirty from the black powder and stuff. It's like looks like you've been digging in the dirt, when you're.
But, man, what a show. And I know people showing up from all over the place just to see that fireworks show after the game. That's coming up on the 4th.
Well, I was trying to get my cardio going, too, because, I got to go zip. I got to zip down, 250 feet back and forth.
Yeah.
So it's when I'm 53 and I'm wearing a fireman's jacket and a helmet, it's like, holy cow. Man.
I know. You're in good shape, though.
Yeah, I wish I was 31 some days. But
yeah, right. Corey, how late are you open out there at Little Honey's?
Well, we're open from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Okay.
The city ordinance is that way.
All right.
So, yeah, come on out. I always tell people, too, come to Wapton, buy fireworks. There's less crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the prices are better for the most part from what I've seen in Fargo. I mean, the prices are better. We got great restaurants in Wapton, Breckenridge, Zoo. A lot of attractions to see now, in Wapton. It's just,
keep it local.
Yep, keep it local and say no to Fargo.
Right. Well, who needs that congestion, really?
Yep, I agree.
All right. Corey, great to have you in. You'll be in tomorrow. We're going to pick up where we left off today. Good to see you, my friend. Corey Unruh, Mr. Fireworks. We're talking with Corey all week here at 9:40. He'll be in tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit more about Little Honey's Fireworks. Get out and see them in the black and yellow tent out on the 210 bypass right there by Walmart and Dean's Landscaping. KBMW.